91X News.
It's plus one and cloudy outside right now. I'm Matthew Blair with your 91X News. It's back to the grind for students at Loyalist College. Last week, they came back after a three-week break for the holidays. But how does a student get back the momentum of college life from such a long time away? Sam Norman spoke to some students about the return to school.
3 weeks off of school is a considerable amount of time, the return from which can be a little rocky. For some, the transition is easy. For others, it's much more of an ordeal. Radio student Josh Spensley says that an escape from school was greatly appreciated.
Seeing that, actually, I worked at a position over the summer here at the school. It was actually my first break from school in what feels like a long time, so it was definitely nice actually to have a bit of time off.
For General Arts and Science student Amanda Ramsey, the break brought with it some hard decisions.
Kind of contemplated about my game plan going back to school and whether I wanted to stick with my course or change, and I guess I ended up changing.
However, automotive student Aiden Ainsworth says that his work is already cut out for him.
A lot of the first semester, for the first 3 weeks, it was just orientation. Like, there was nothing like that. Whereas now, first weekend, we got 9 assignments. We have to do them in 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's pretty much right hit the ground running.
For now, it's back to routine. The next break is a week-long study period starting February 25th. This is Sam Normand, 91X News, Loyalist College.
In a breaking verdict this afternoon, three former top brass at Nortel were found not guilty today after trial for allegedly falsifying financial records as part of what the Crown alleged was a widespread multi-million dollar fraud at the Canadian technology giant. An Ontario Superior Court judge ruled that the Crown did not have enough proof and dismissed charges against ex-CEO Frank Dunn, Douglas Beattie, and ex-controller Michael Gullagy. All three men had pleaded not guilty of manipulating the balance sheets at Nortel Networks Corp. between 2002 and 2003. The verdict comes nearly a year after one of the largest criminal trials in Canadian corporate history. It's been a long, tearful month after one of the biggest tragedies of the year took place in the States. They're calling it the Sandy Hook Promise. Parents of Connecticut first graders slain in last month's mass shooting have joined in a new group calling for a national dialogue to help prevent similar tragedies. Nebula Marquez Green is a mother of six-year-old Anna Marquez Green, who lived in Winnipeg for 3 years prior to the shooting. She offers hope that something good can come from the tragedy.
This is a promise we make to our precious children, because each child, every human life, is filled with promise. And though we continue to be filled with unbearable pain, we choose love, belief, and hope instead of anger.
ABC's Aaron Katersky tells us the still heartbroken town is currently debating on what to do at the scene of the crime. They'll have 20 first graders and 6 other teachers dead in a horrific shooting.
As Newtown recovers from tragedy, it debates the future of the building where it occurred.
Knock that school down and make it sacred ground, a memorial to all the people that were destroyed that day.
At the first town conversation about Sandy Hook Elementary, this man said the school should be preserved.
Knocking down the school would be knocking down the memories of all the children that went there.
20 first graders and 6 educators were killed. Tomorrow, Vice President Biden will present the president with new proposals for gun control. Aaron Katersky, ABC News, New York.
Meanwhile, in other U.S.-related news to Sandy Hook Elementary, U.S. President Barack Obama says he expects Congress to set aside politics and focus on common-sense measures to reduce gun violence. Obama says stronger background checks, a meaningful ban on assault weapons, and limits on high-capacity ammunition magazines are all ideas he thinks make sense. After weeks of exhausting meetings, Assembly of First Nations National Chief Sean Atello has been ordered to rest. Atello announced today that his doctor had told him he must take some time to recover, but is promising his period of rest will be brief. Prime Minister Harper was asked about Atello at a news conference in Montreal today and replied they had good discussions last week.
I certainly look forward to further conversations, particularly with the National Chief, when it's convenient for him to do so.
Atello was sharply criticized by other chiefs and First Nations people because Friday's meeting with Prime Minister Harper didn't take place on their terms. The coroner presiding over the Ashley Smith inquest says he hopes the proceedings will serve as a memorial to her. In Ottawa, about 30 people held a demonstration in support of Smith outside the offices at the Corrections Canada. University of Ottawa Assistant Professor Jennifer Kitley says she's concerned that the country's prison system will only get worse under the Harper government. With the flu at a very high widespread level in Ontario, the effectiveness of this year's flu shot is raising some questions. Public health officials have been telling people the vaccine is a good match for the viruses currently out there making people sick. A study done for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control shows this year's shot reduces the risk catching the flu by 62%. Flu experts admit better vaccines are needed, but they say the available shots should offer decent protection. If you've ever donated to the United Way or rely on the United Way, then tomorrow night, the Empire Theatre in Belleville is the place to be. The United Way of Quinte will be holding their annual achievement celebration and encourage everyone to come and celebrate their successful campaign season, which has their goal set at just over $1.9 million. Doors open at 6 p.m. That's 91X News. Sports is next after the break.
If advancing your career is one of your New Year's resolutions, Loyalist College can help. You can start now and take advantage of small class sizes, interaction with industry experts, and hands-on opportunities to gain the expertise and skills employers are looking for. Apply today and explore a range of funding opportunities that may be available to you, including OSAP and provincially funded programs. Join us. It's going to be a great year. Call us at 613-969-1913 or check us out at loyalistcollege.com. Loyalist. My college, my future.
In Junior A hockey, the Wellington Dukes and Cobourg Cougars both look to take a 3-2 lead in their season series tonight. Both teams have won two games apiece in their four meetings this season. The Dukes remain fourth place in the East Division. Puck drops at 7 p.m. In Junior B, the Napanee Raiders had the night off, but will be back on the ice tomorrow when they compete in Saturday's rematch, which resulted in an overtime loss to Camelford. The Picton Pirates finished their week-long break on Thursday when they played the Raiders at home. The Pirates' last game was last Thursday. The Pirates currently sit in first and hold on to a commanding 12-point lead over second place. The Yardman Arena will remain empty this week as the Belleville Bulls have the week off. Belleville has won five of the last seven games and sit in first place in the East Division and second place in the Eastern Conference. They're only 4 points behind the first-place Barrie Colts. They will be back in action Friday night when they visit the Niagara Ice Dogs. Game time is 7 p.m. While the Bulls won't be using the Yardman this week, other teams will be. On January 18th, a new chapter will be written in the storied rivalry between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens. The Scotiabank Legends of Hockey Charity Classic will be held in Belleville at the Yardman and will only mark the third time in history that the Leaf and Canadiens alumni team have faced off. The game would cause a stir any time, but in a year when there was no NHL Winter Classic, no Kraft Hockeyville game, and until last week, no NHL hockey at all, it's bound to create excitement throughout Eastern Ontario. The Belleville General Hospital Foundation has been working for 2 years to coordinate this event as a fundraiser to help purchase new medical equipment. Tickets are on sale now at the Belleville Bulls box office. Standing room is $10, standard seats $17, and premium seats are $25. Staying with the hockey news and NHL news, if you've yet to hear, the NHL released their 48-game schedule, which begins this Saturday. The first Canadian teams will see Ottawa Senators take on the Winnipeg Jets, while the Toronto Maple Leafs will visit Montreal. The NHLPA officially signed the rest of the CBA this weekend, which made signing and trading players officially legal. Throughout the week leading up to Saturday, you can expect a flurry of high-profile trades. The biggest free agent name still out there is former Belleville Bull P.K. Subban. Subban has yet to re-sign with the Canadiens and is unsure if he'll be lacing up the skates come this Saturday night. Today, the new Toronto Maple Leafs GM, Dave Nunes, shot down the Roberto Luongo trade rumors. In an interview today, he said he has faith in his current goaltending and has no need for an upgrade. That's your 91X Sports. Now here's your weather update. It's +1 outside and cloudy. The rest of the day will remain cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries this evening. Temperature will drop down to a low of -7 while clearing up overnight. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny with a high of 0. Wednesday will see flurries with a low of -5 and a high of +2. That's your news, sports, and weather. 91X News on the air and online